You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
A lot of people would argue that a stock fail is a type of credit union in which a group of people enter into an agreement to contribute a fixed amount of money to a common pool weekly, fortnightly, or monthly, if you want, or romantly, some young people would say, right? Now, this financial system is not unique to South Africa, and it actually exists worldwide. They are also known as a chama in Swahili, speaking especially in East Africa. It is known as tandas in South America, kameti in Pakistan, kameya in the Middle East. It is known as tanomoshiko in Japan. See, me speaking Japanese, there you go. And Pandeiros in Brazil, to name a few examples. And so our guest this evening, it is Mr. Tshepo Moloi from Stockfella, a company that is looking to revolutionize this 19th century practice into a modern and tech-savvy sector. And he's joining us on the line to talk to us. Meneer, good evening.
Good evening, Tapela, and your guest. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm well. I'm great to be an honored guest on your show and to share a bit of light about Stockfella. And I love the fact that you already have noted how it's such an international concept.
Yeah.
So, time we talk about Stockfella, just think South Africa actually is a worldwide phenomenon.
Indeed.
Concept. Social savings.
Yeah, that's really amazing to think about it in that fact. And I think South Africans think that it's our thing. It's only started with us and all that. But it will be really interesting to just unpack that. Thank you so much for taking the time this evening to join us. Really appreciate your time as well. And I think it's a very important topic. How was your day before we even get into it? I know Monday today was very chilly.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those funny days. Started chilly, then started warming up.
Yeah.
You gotta love the, we're based in Joburg, gotta love the Joburg weather.
Yeah.
But I think all in round, today was a very positive day.
Yes.
I always say you need to speak positively to your week ahead.
Yeah.
And Monday is always a good start of it. I mean the good Lord started the day on the first day.
Mm.
So if you speak, then it impacts the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good. I actually think Monday has got its own life, you know. It's in the air, it's in the waking up. There's something about Monday that's just, yeah. But like you're saying, maybe you must speak life into Monday and the rest of the week. So maybe I should start practicing that. Thank you so much for your time. Without any waste of time, talking about Stockfella, and I'm told that this is a 50 billion rands plus minus, give or take, industry that's clearly a big industry. And my colleague who has just left at 6 p.m. was saying that, well, you know, banks and financial institutions are already starting to tap into that market. I'm saying, well, it's been around for years and most of them have not done even just the entry level into this big market. But perhaps I might be wrong about it, and you are the one that will help us understand here. But let's start here. Please tell us a little bit about Stockfella and the work that you guys do.
Yeah, super. I think in telling you about the work that we do, and you touched on nicely around the banking sector, right? So if you just look at the statistic that you talked about, right? So roughly 40% of stock files in the country, 50 billion rand that you're talking about, is banked in some form.
Sure.
60% is not banked, right?
Sure.
So it means that still some money that needs to arguably come into the formal ecosystem and actually work the better system that we have. Having said that, the 40% that is banked, right, how has it been banked? It's been banked through the form of what we call a club account or a Stockfella account within the top-notch banks.
Yeah.
And that has been around quite a long time. I mean, the first club account was probably in the 1986, if not 89, if memory serves me correctly. It was through what was back then called the PEM Bank, right? And the PEM Bank introduced the whole concept of club account after realizing that a majority of his book was actually stock for savings. In understanding that, introducing the club account, it became a phenomena where at least club accounts have a place to come and stock for members come save money. But since then, it has not been revolutionized. Basically, people walk into a branch, and in walking to a branch, they would then three signatories have to sign transactions. So nothing about it was digital until we stepped into a Stockfeller. So Stockfeller as your digital club account that gets managed online. You know, it can manage online, meaning all executives have access to it, all members have access to it. Of course, certain restrictions are done based on your user profile. It means that you as a member know when executives transact because you get notifications. It means that you as executive can manage your members very well, having the ability to pay out directly from your comfort of your own homes. Security is there, transparency is there, accountability is there. So it's everything that has to do with your club account, but now living on your smartphone or at least on your phone. That you. So that is Stockfeller at the fundamental basic of what we do. We provide the ability for your club account to be digital and for you to manage it anywhere in the world. Where we in summary.
I suppose it speaks to one of the fundamental problems among Stockfels, which, you know, as one who was part of it, but also my family as well, is, you know, we don't know who the executives are paying, and they might be paying themselves even at times and stealing some of the money. I suppose that's one of the things that Stockfeller is trying to solve in there, right?
Yeah, December is coming. And you know what December it means, money grows legs, eh?
Exactly.
We know that much. So if you never knew money grows legs, yeah, just be part of a stock farm.
Exactly.
That way executives disappear with the money.
Yeah.
And look, you know, so, I mean, you touch on some fact about executives paying themselves, right? So we should also ask ourselves is how far do executives do the work from a point of charity? So that's why they would end up paying themselves, you members, not knowing. Stockfels are evolving where executives actually earn a certain stipend around
that's
running
cool.
Stockfels.
Yeah.
Yeah, because airtime is not free. You're traveling to the branch to deposit your money is not free. You know, so we need to really think about how do we also run Stockfels professionally to our best ability. So that will then curb the concept of executives disappearing with the money because they are getting honest people.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Tsepo?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I lost you there for a second.
All right. Okay. I don't know where you lost me, but I'm saying you will get honest executives once we start giving them a stipend for their
work. And then it becomes a little bit much easier. I actually didn't even know that, you know, that's how far advanced Stockfels are these days, that, you know, executives would get some sort of stipend. But you're quite right. I mean, they drive, they go and deposit the money, they, you know, expense their time as well towards making sure that things are done, balancing the books and all that. So there might be some sort of business case for giving them, you know, that stipend and all that. Okay. How do Stockfels actually work? For people who are not familiar with Stockfels, how do they actually work?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, any Stockfel comes on the basis of a common goal, or common vision.
Yeah.
So let's assume that me and you have a common vision.
Yeah.
And the common vision for us is to say, hey, we want to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
Because you know it's internet. We want to travel internet.
Yeah.
So this will become a common goal of terms of let's invite our friends. Let's travel together. So our common goal is travel. So you have a travel Stockfel.
Yeah.
We will then say, okay, to go to Brazil it cost each of us 10,000 rand. So therefore for the next 10 months we'll save 1,000 rand each. So you get that. Then we start saving 1,000 rand each in order for us to reach our goal to go to Brazil in December.
Yeah.
Right, starting from January until December.
Yeah.
So this is what we call a travel Stockfel and we are contributing. But there are different types of Stockfel.
Okay.
There's a maskholisane. Meaning round table, meaning that every month we exchange. So this month you get 10,000, next month I get 10,000, the third month our friend gets 10,000 and so forth. Might be 10 of us or 5 of us, so it's I'm around. There's Stockfels where we're saying, look, we want to invest in property. So therefore we're going to buy property and flip a house. So let's say a house in Ikasi Township. It's worth 400,000, but after we revamp it, it'll be worth 700,000. In other words, we've made a 300,000 profit. So there are stockers that do that.
Yeah.
So the stock portfolio, as long as we have a common goal as a community, as a group of people, right? Then we have a purpose that while we club together, yes, when you look at statistically versus the 50 billion rand you talked about, most stock are towards grocery and burial. So that's where the concept of stock for comes for. So grocery is sandumnan with December, sandumla fresh. You know? Because we like to eat good stuff, we make sure that come December, we have enough food to share amongst each other. And we go to the wholesalers, we buy a bulk at big discount, or we buy a cow, and then split the cow together. Why? Because it's the best thing to do. Then, of course, January, where we are worried altogether, school fees is a problem. So you get stocks of schools where school fees, we pay school fees come January in lump sum because we've saved towards that. So there's stock of multiple things that we can do together as long as we have a common purpose as individuals, as community.
Oh, that's lovely. Common goal, common purpose. That's what it is. Are there benefits and perhaps downsides to Stokvels?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is that access to economic opportunities. And what I mean about that is a grocery, for example, Stokvel could say, when we buy in bulk, we get a 20% discount, right? But buying in bulk means that buying a lot of mealie meals at 100 mealie meals together. Let's say example. If me, I go singular as a person to go buy the mealie meals, there's no way I'm going to buy 100 mealie meals together alone. Meaning that I will never get that 20% discount, whatever it is. So there's a benefit of clubbing together. Right? And the benefit of clubbing together means that we get access to an opportunity that a singular person might not get. But because we're together, we get access to it. I might not afford buying a farm, for example, right? Because I don't have the capital to buy a farm, and but I want to get into the farming, or I want to invest in farming. So the benefit is we can own a farm together. Because why? We can, one of our members is a farmer, we can club together and fund the member in order to get that farming. So that is the benefit. The downside of it, right? The downside of being in a group, it means that every single decision that gets done has to be done as a collective. So in other words, if we disagree, we need to make sure that we bring each other all together. That's also a benefit. It means that nothing gets done without the collective agreeing.
So,
but that just means that things are slightly a bit slower versus what you would have done as an individual, which brings me to a proverb that says, if you want to go far, go together. But if you want to go fast, go alone. So if you're looking for fast, Stokvels is not it. Not it at all.
Sure. And the downsides, what are the risks there?
No, the risk is if you are too slow, the opportunity that's in front of you might go. Some opportunities are there for a limited time period. So that's one of the downsides. The downside, of course, if not using our platform, is that you then don't have transparency and you know, access to the stock for money, which means your executive can disappear with the funds of it, you know. So that's the also downside of not being a digital stockpile, as an example. So those are the major two downsides of it. Of being part of, and I guess ultimately also the biggest downside is if you as a person don't agree with a decision that a collective has made, it means that now you're part of let's say it goes negative, that decision, the collective part of it. But also you have to look at it as a positive as well. It means that the impact on you is might minute versus if you had made a decision alone. Instead of 100,000, now you're only losing 10,000. So those could be downsides as well.
That makes sense. I mean, it means that the risk is actually shared across multiple people for whatever property or investment opportunities that you're looking at. I love that point that you made, that if you are too slow, the opportunity might miss you. And sometimes opportunities miss us because we don't have that 100,000 rands that's needed for us to buy that house somewhere that we can renovate very quickly, and that becomes our investment. But by pulling through different people, we can be able to achieve that. You spoke about umasholisan. Is that still a thing? Because it sounds like they've evolved.
Yeah, look, amongst amongst the elderly, that's still a very big much thing.
Yeah.
But also amongst the youngsters, it's still also a big thing.
Yeah.
And you can understand, given the economic times that we live in, you know.
Yeah.
So the economic times that we live in, ukholisana tends to help, because then you get a lot of, can actually do something.
Yeah.
Right. But the truth is that based on our statistics, based on the data that we see, stock firms are more thinking long term, not only consumption. Now they're thinking long term. But umasholisana is still there. It's still a prominent thing within the stock industry.
Sure, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. For some would argue that that was the basis in any ways of some of these stock files there. It's money here that we're talking about, and it's different people that behave differently around money. What are some of the red flags to look out for?
I think the first foremost red flag you look out for when you're amongst people, as soon as some people stop contributing, then you know that there's a challenge, because ultimately it's about equal contribution, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as one, two people are late behind their contribution, it's important to understand why.
Yeah.
That's the one the biggest red flag. The second biggest red flag is when people don't attend continuous meetings. Let's say you meet once a month.
Yeah.
If someone starts missing those regularly, again, that's a red flag, because it means commitment is not there as a member of the firm.
Yeah.
So those are the red flags that you start looking out for. And I think most importantly, from if you're a member, you're looking at your executive, when lack of communication comes from your executive.
Yeah.
In other words, they're not really open. You can't understand what they're saying. They're coming with different difficult things. Then you start being wary.
Yeah.
I think then the last one is, you know, we always say this, there's that feeling in you. If it's too good to be true, the opportunity, it most likely it is, right?
Yeah.
So for me, that you always have to have that. When something is not right, then you need to ask yourself question, what's happening?
Yeah.
So those are the red flags. As soon as someone says, I'll give you 50%, I think really ask yourself questions, because I don't think even the stock market these days is doing about 15%.
Definitely. That's certainly a red flag. I want this red flag about not paying. Are there measures that stock firms can take to reduce the risk associated with this particular red flag?
Yeah, look, I think the first foremost, one of the things that you need to do as a stock firm, at least as an executive, understand your members, right? So who are you recruiting? And also the opportunity that's there. It's one thing to say the opportunity is 100,000 rand, but you can recruit people that can only afford 100 rand. Already there's a mismatch there. So be clear about the kind of members and goal that you're setting. To say, look, this is the goal, and therefore, can members afford the goal? So that's the first. That's how you then make sure that whatever opportunity you put in front of your members as the executive, the members can afford it. So in other words, understand the risk profile, as they would call it, from a financial terms. And I think also, when people don't understand the vision, I think that's the other thing that we've noticed, that when members don't clearly understand the vision of what you're trying to achieve, and you're not articulating continuously, then you're likely to them along the way, right? And when you lose them along the way, it's difficult to regain that trust, because they've lost trust in you as the executive. So again, pure quality communication, I cannot stress that, it will assist in reducing the impact of lack of contribution by continuous conversation with your members, and them understanding what you're trying to achieve as the collective.
Yeah, sure. I think the issue of risk analysis is very, very important. Yeah, at least you know who you're bringing in and what potentially are the risks associated with bringing those type of people. And then are there governing bodies? I'm sure, you know, with money, as always, as mentioned earlier, it's a very tough one. Are there governing bodies that regulate Stokvels? And if so, who are we accountable to if we are part of a Stokvel?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question that you're asking, because stockpiles themselves are considered to be an informal entity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they function from an informal perspective. Hence why I think the first foremost, when it comes to money, you always want to know, are you dealing with an accredited institution? So for us as stockpiles, first of all, we are an FSP accredited company that says we are able to deal with your funds as stockpiles when you come back. So that's the first. As a Stokvel, or as you as a member joining a Stokvel, where is the Stokvel saving their money?
Yeah.
Right? Who are they saving their money? Because if the Stokvel is saving their money or giving their money to a non-credited financial service provider already for you as a member.
Yeah.
But more so, are Stokvel governed? Let's first start. Is money governed in South Africa?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You know, there's the Banking Act. There's also the FASE or FASE Act, you know, so and that governs how money gets regulated and governs who can offer financial service to you as a stock for itself, you know. So that's the first foremost part. Then the question is, given that the stock for is informal in this, who do they report to, or who's accountable? There are two regulatory bodies that stock firms usually can register themselves with. One is called NASFA, the other one is called NSBA. These are the two regulatory bodies that have been appointed by the African Reserve Bank to actually help assist and govern the stockpile industry.
Yeah.
Right? But ultimately, the stockpile governs itself. And what I mean about that, I'm talking about the constitution.
Yeah.
So whatever stockpile that you be part of, it has to have a constitution that ultimately governs itself.
Yeah.
That constitution is your Bible.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with the stockpile, that constitution is what a judge will look at, what you guys signed, and say that you're committed to. So your constitution is ultimately the first and foremost defense of any member. So make sure you read the constitution as a stockpile. And as stockpile, we also understand how important it is, hence why we always provide at least a standard template towards your constitution. And then if you want it to be customized, we have the team to assist you in that.
That's lovely. Because I think that was going to be my next question, to say, for people who have never seen what a Stokvel constitution looks like, at least from Stokvel, there is some sort of a template that the Stokvels themselves can then customize. I'm actually thinking here to myself, as you speak about this issue of the constitution, that any Stokvel that does not have a constitution is a red flag.
No, definitely. Because how do you then, if we have a dispute as members, what's the resolution? You know, and how do we vote? How do we pass that resolution? Right. So, is it loud as mouth wins, or is it how it goes, or is it what they call a dictatorship?
Yeah.
There's no democracy here.
Yeah.
Meaning that chairperson is the one that decides and all of us follow. Ultimately, you know, when you put your 100 rand in there, you have a say, right?
To
say what happened. So you need to read carefully the constitution of how is it structured and what rights it gives you as a member of the Stokvel.
Yeah.
That's a very important thing. So any Stokvel without a constitution, really, really ask yourself. And hence why we're very wary about these WhatsApp Stokvels. Because a lot of Stokvels don't have a constitution.
Eish.
You know, I don't know how would you manage your constitution within that realm. But the tool itself is a great tool. WhatsApp itself has done a great, great job, but how people take advantage of it as a user or as a Stokvel in general.
Sure. That's really interesting. For people who want to start a stock fail, maybe what would be your words of encouragement as we bring this one to an end? What would be your guidance? Start here, look at that and all that, and hopefully they might also end up on stock failure.
Yeah, I think the simplest thing we always say, contact us, www.stockfella.com.
Yeah.
But without me trying to be a salesperson, but giving you good guidance.
Yeah.
Good guidance, the first foremost thing that you start to for is understand the why.
Yes.
What is the purpose of you starting to stock fell?
Yeah.
Is the purpose of you helping your family, therefore it's a family stock fell, or is the purpose of you guys trying to build wealth together for buying property? Once you understand why, the next step is to say, who immediately can align to why as a stock fell person? You know, because who aligns your why needs to afford it as well. You know, else you're saying, no, my why, even though it's going to be 50 rand per person, that is also great because it's going to be affordable. That is also fine. Stock full of about 1,200 people that contribute 50 rand, and throughout the past,
that's a lot
years,
of money.
They've contributed a lot of more than 2 million rand.
Mm.
So it's not impossible, even with as little as 50 rand. You just have to be. It will take you longer with your why. And then ultimately, you know, give us a call. Let us assist you. Digitally, be able to add your members and everyone has access so that you can have that transparency, that whole convenience, and that also security.
Sure. Indeed, they should get in touch with you. But thank you so much, Tsepo, for talking to us this evening and really unpacking this very important topic, which is a legacy one for us, especially as the Black community, one that I think we need to punt every single time we get to say, hey, we can create some sort of wealth amongst ourselves. It starts with that little 5 rand, 50 rand, whatever that you club together, it can take you places. Doesn't have to be a lot of money. So thank you so much for talking to us this evening. Really appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me, and
Indeed. Thank you so much. That was Utshepo Moloi from Stockfeller talking to us this evening about Stockfells and the mechanics of Stockfells and how they work. Really appreciate his time, and of course, he's taken to join us this evening. I hope that that conversation has been one that has been educational for you.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.